Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Five talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we just started, Ian, you just uncovered this story about New York City becoming, evidently they're competing with California for most nightmarish location in the United States. And New York City. Mm-hmm. New York State on the whole isn't as bad as California, but at this point, I'm starting to suspect that New York City probably is. Now they have these, some sort of task force going around finding people.
But Ari, you were so wrong about that. According to the experts, New York has done it all the right way. They have been the only state in the union that has done it correctly.
They're also one Florida, of the few states, Georgia, that actually sentenced a bunch of old people to death by
like 10,000. A whole third of the damn New York cases were old people who were inundated with corona patients in their home. How do you like that? Here, old people, here's some lepers. See if you can handle that.
That's pretty terrifying.
It is.
Especially when put in those terms. But so tell us about this police department. What are they trying to do here? Because the way it works in New Hampshire is that they're forcing businesses and, you know, gas station workers and fast food workers to be the ones enforcing the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least here in Keene, the business is the one who gets the fine. And the employee obviously is going to get fired and they can't risk being fired. So
sure.
They end up being the police officer.
Yeah, and they're not getting paid any extra for this extra security job they have to perform now.
No, they're not. Other places, however, are not being as absolutely psychotic about it. They are actually finding the person who doesn't wear the mask.
Mm, which is also crazy.
It is, but it's not as crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, according to the story at Fox5NY.com, in announcing a testing blitz to take place in emerging coronavirus hotspots in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio also warned there's going to be an enforcement blitz. 9 zip codes in the city are seeing a spike in new COVID-19 cases, so the mayor announced during a briefing this morning that there will be a lot more community outreach in those areas, including hundreds of so-called Trace Corps members.
Yeah, you know what it sounds like? Sounds like
fascism?
Sounds like the Hitler Youth reporting on their parents. Or even in the communist Russia, you had the kids that were snitching out their parents whenever they...
Snitching. It's reporting. It's community outreach.
Snitches. Okay. Snitches get stitches.
Wouldn't it be community outreach if the state was, like, reaching out to communities?
Well, they are. They're going to 9 specific zip codes in the city, and they will be dropping what looks like hundreds of these so-called Trace Corps members. You know, like
that
the Marine Corps.
That doesn't sound like outreach.
Like the Marine Corps.
It sounds like invasion.
And hundreds of additional city agency workers in the neighborhoods, patrols will start issuing fines to people who refuse to wear masks, even after being offered a free mask, and warning that not wearing it will result in a fine. So they will have agents on the streets who will be armed with masks, and they will tell you that, excuse me, miss, we're going to need you to put on this mask here, or else we're going to have to issue a fine. Now, of course, if you won't accept the fine or the issuance of it, we will put you in handcuffs and take you down into the tombs.
Oh, after we tase you. And then drag you off of the field.
One could be so lucky as to just get tased.
Yeah.
Well, these aren't actual police. These are...
will call the actual police.
But they're community members, and they'll be issued batons and spray and tasers.
Well, yeah, we will have to stop you if you try to get away from us without putting a mask on.
So this is going to be out in the streets, right?
Probably, and inside restaurants would be my guess.
So you have to wear... Is that the law in New York City that you have to wear a mask out on the streets?
I It wouldn't surprise me, but I have not been following closely what the mandates have been and what they currently are.
Can I get one of my fact checkers on the, what is this thing called, the Matrix server?
Yeah.
Can I get one of my fact checkers there to tell me whether or not I'm right? Is it legal in New York City to walk, because they love criticizing everything I say?
Yeah, sure.
There's you an opportunity.
The mayor says, quote, that will happen aggressively.
Okay.
Clearly, our goal, of course, is to give everyone a free face mask and get them to wear it, he said. The mayor also announced the city's health department
But these are disposable. You can't give them one face mask and be done with it if that's what you want to do.
And by the way, can I just make a point here when it comes to the free face masks?
Yeah.
You walk into an establishment like, oh, excuse me, sir, you need to wear a mask in here. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't bring one. I don't intend to wear one. Oh, let me get you one.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll reach into the container with their grubby bare hands.
Sure.
There's hundreds of them in there, and they just grab one out, and it's...
Just
think about that, man. You handing me with your nasty, dirty hands...
Yeah, no thought is required here, Conan. It's just a ritual.
It depends on where you go. Like, I went to a music store here in Keene because I had to have my guitar worked on because we were playing at Fork Fest, and they wouldn't let me in without a mask. So I said, okay, fine, I will put on a mask to come in, but I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought me the package, and he was like, I want you to reach in and take it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, it depends on where you go.
It sounds like that person actually thought about it, but I've been in multiple situations
and he just didn't want to get fined.
They have just a box of them just sitting there out in the open, and he'll reach his grubby hands in and grab one out. It's like, doesn't make any sense, man. You just defeated the whole purpose of the damn thing.
It's not supposed to make any sense. It's just symbolism. It's just a ritual. It's a religious ritual that the state is now requiring everybody to perform in order to live.
Get by.
In Nashua, New Hampshire, they last week passed an ordinance mandating that business owners mandate all customers wear masks, and the only way you can get out of it is if you have a doctor's note specifying that you have a medical condition.
In full violation of medical privacy laws.
No, it doesn't have to say what it was for. It just has to be a note from a doctor.
But it's revealing who your doctor is, which you're also not required to do.
It's an interesting point.
So according to cynical old grump who's watching on Twitch, New York City, a state order requires everyone over the age of 2 who can medically tolerate a face covering to wear one when outside their home.
Wow.
If unable to maintain at least 6 feet of distance from others.
Right. And so on a typical New York City sidewalk, you're going to be within 6 feet of it.
But that's one of the important things that I think needs more attention to call to it. If you're unable to maintain social distance of 6 feet or more, that's when the mask mandates are supposed to kick in according to how they're written. My natural inclination when I'm behind someone at a gas station or something is not to come within 6 feet of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can maintain social distancing just naturally because I don't invade people's personal space and I don't want them to invade mine. So legally, I'm not required to wear a mask. But that's not what any of these businesses are going to say. And that's not what the city officials would say if they came in and saw me not wearing a mask. They'd be like, oh, I don't care that you're not social distancing. You're in here with all of these people. You have to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's all about compliance. It's all about obedience. It's all about signaling. It's all about
It's all about politics.
But both of the political sides are in favor of this.
There's one side that is much more in favor of this than the other.
The governor of South Dakota, I'll give her some credit. Like, she's actually said some stuff that's pretty decent in regards to all this. She's commented about the fear and all that, so kudos to her for that.
Well, the fear is the big problem, because the fear is how the state controls us. The fear is why everyone is terrified of the idea that, hey, maybe we should just let our neighbors make decisions for themselves because they're afraid. Oh, well, what if my neighbors do heroin? They have all of these fear ideas into their heads that keep them away from liberty, and this is just a new thing for them to be afraid of.
And where do they get that from?
From the government, of course.
From the media.
And the school system. You can't discredit the American school system when it comes to how people are indoctrinated.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
But they learn in government school to trust the media And for whatever reason, they're still in 2020. People still trust the news, and I don't get that part. It's crazy. It's god awful. It's just
nothing
but. Well,
and they still believe these political parties. I mean, here we are once again with the same old stuff. There's going to be a debate tonight.
Two old ancient old relics,
and it's the same old story. Oh, if Party X gets in charge, then we're all in trouble. We're all going to get bad things are going to happen.
Fear. We're going to be in gulags by the end of the year.
Yeah. To everyone who is out there supporting Biden, what the hell did he do when Barack Obama was president to help anyone? Give me a call and let me know.
Or the last half.
855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they've launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. But maybe you already have Bitcoin Cash. Well, they also have a news site that you can find at news.bitcoin.com, where you can find out the latest in the crypto world. Everything that you need to know about cryptocurrency, check out bitcoin.com. Awesome website. So, you may be curious now what the Trace Core is. Don't worry, Conan found it. This is a video from the New York City mayor's office.
Now, this was in July, so according to Ian, it's actually been upgraded. Now they have tasers and batons so they can beat you in submission.
Know. Well, we don't know what they have.
They at least have pins and ticket citation books.
Correct, so they're going to go after you. But this is what they started as. It was more of a friendly community tracing group.
Let's not preface it too much. I just want people to listen to how truly dystopian this is. And feel free to speak up. We can pause at any time. I've muted the tab. I'm really good at this thing. Yeah, let me go ahead and...
New Yorkers. Step one, how does this work? You get a free COVID-19 test. Your information is kept confidential.
Sure.
Your immigration
you trust the government.
Private.
They've been so good with databases in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I have absolutely no fear that my driver's license photo hasn't been used by the FBI. Are you kidding? The government's great with privacy.
Well, plus the driver's license agencies will just straight up sell your info.
Will they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll sell your database information to marketing companies.
It's not just how they use the data and how they display it and or all the glitches that are being found out weeks later when they had that spike. Oh, I'm sorry. Last week's spike was a glitch. Sorry about that 1,000 more cases that day that freaked everybody out. But it's also just the test in general. It depends on how you read
but
the test.
But it's a free test, Conan.
And why all the countries, all the states, everybody? Remember when the deaths and hospitalizations started to go into decline, and all of a sudden everyone's coming out. Test. The key to success is the test. We got to test everybody. It's like, where is this all coming from? And of course, you have all these cases,
thousands and thousands of cases.
No one's sick.
Because
that's what it changed. The narrative has changed from deaths and hospitalizations to cases.
Yeah, cases. Yeah.
And it's like,
and that's what
it makes perfect sense why back in middle of July, they were you know throwing this new regime, this new regimen around of testing everybody, including kids.
Are you not in favor of free things, Conan?
I am actually, well, it depends.
You can get a free COVID-19 test.
It depends on if there are strings attached.
Oh, there are definitely strings attached.
And that's why I believe that there is nothing in this world that is actually free.
Well, there certainly isn't. And, I mean, it's just New York City's taxpayers paying for this.
Yeah, and, of course, it ramps their numbers up, so they get more money per case. They get Fed bailout money for, you know, being in such a harsh situation that they're in.
Yeah, and they can gin up more fear based on simply more people testing positive. In fact, the very end of this relatively short article mentions the city reported that COVID-19, this is where they're talking about people going around writing tickets in New York City for no masks. The city reported the COVID-19 test positivity rate topped 3% on Monday. So 3 out of 100 people have COVID or at least positive tests for COVID. That doesn't mean they're actually sick in any way, shape, or form, right?
Now give me them death rates as well.
Not included in the story.
You're not going to get it in this story.
And then the next sentence is, that's the first time it's been that high in months. The mayor warned that if the situation continues to deteriorate, that the city will prohibit all gatherings that are not, quote, very small, and businesses that are deemed non-essential will have to close again.
Oh, God, they're going to have riots, like real riots.
No, they won't.
No, they won't.
You don't think they will?
Not in New York.
He said, quote,
do this in Texas or Florida, you probably would.
No one wants that to happen if it can be avoided, he said. If it does have to happen, we'll target it as carefully as possible. But at this point, it's a situation that's very serious, and we have to have all options on the table. So they're sending out the trace core.
Indeed.
They got tests. And masks.
3 to 5 days pass. You test positive. To keep your loved ones safe, you must...
Notice it didn't say there was a chance you'll test negative. It's just that you test positive. That's what happens when you...
They meant it conditionally. Yeah. Like, if you test positive, but yeah.
To keep your loved ones safe, you must safely separate for 14 days.
You must separate for 14 days.
You will not go home.
They will take you from your family and prevent you from seeing your family.
Or take your kids from you.
For 14 days. And the very next graphic they use says, don't worry, we've got your back. I'm not sure you do.
Government's going to help you. They're protecting you.
Well, they were kind enough to give people this free test that caused them to not be able to see their children for 14 days.
It's no wonder some people don't want to have anything to do with these tests. They don't want to admit they took the test. If they get sick, they'll quarantine, but they won't tell anybody back at the workplace that they were actually sick for a couple of days. It's like, it's taboo. It's something you don't want to be associated with.
I don't
want to
have some government goon sticking a big old plunger up my nose.
Your boss. Your boss maybe, you know, firing you. Well, I guess he couldn't fire you, but I mean, he could force you to quarantine for 2 weeks. But yeah, this is something that most people don't want to admit that they have anything to do with. And some people, the virtue signals out there, they want to post every damn time. Yeah, they want to wear the sticker. I was tested today, right next to I voted sticker. Right.
They have wristbands at Keene State showing that they've been tested. And they're not allowed on campus unless they have that wristband on. So at Keene State, it's not... They don't get the wristband if they test negative. Just by taking the test, they're allowed back on campus.
Uh-huh.
So back in my day, we had wristbands.
I don't know that you fully processed how absolutely stupid that is, Conan.
I mean, back in my day, we wore wristbands to get into the club.
Yeah.
To prove that you were, of drinking age. And now the kids, they wearing wristbands to get into school. It's sad.
We've got your back. Step 2, a contact tracer calls you. Hit accept.
What happens if you don't?
Something bad.
They'll give you important information. They'll also provide free resources. Advice and resources will also be extended to your contacts.
Advice.
Yep.
Because they're going to trace down every single person with whom you've had contact for the last few weeks.
Yeah. And if you don't, then something bad is going to happen if you don't help them.
Didn't New York City make it illegal to not divulge information to contact tracers or something like that?
They put some pressure on some people, if I recall, and they were...
Oh, that's right, yeah. They threatened to fine them for... It ended up escalating to, like, contempt of court or something.
Yeah, it was something like that.
3, you safely separate at home or at a free hotel. The Test and Trace Corps provides you with more free resources.
So they're
so
going to...
much fun! Yeah. Yeah.
And notice that free hotel visit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to the hotel with all the other people who can't afford a hotel. So
all the other sick people. Bunch of lepers. Hotel of lepers.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Horrifying world we live in.
Brave new world.
It's a fearful new world. 855-450-3733. What do you think? Are we incorrect here? Is all this contact tracing, is all this government overreach actually not as bad as we think? Give us a call and let us know.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Joe Biden and President Trump are set to take the stage in less than an hour in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. The 90-minute commercial-free affair will be moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace, 35 days before the election. The glass fire in Northern California is burning more than 42,000 acres and is at 0% contained, says Cal Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox.
As you know, this fire is burning across multiple counties, both Sonoma and Napa County. Because of such, the incident is now in unified command between Cal Fire, the Napa County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he deeply believes Amy Coney Barrett should be the next Supreme Court Justice. The Kentucky Republican, one of eight lawmakers meeting with Barrett on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Representative Tulsi Gabbard said that Project Veritas's recent video alleging a ballot harvesting scheme in Minneapolis was further evidence that we need a ban on ballot harvesting. The Democrat from Hawaii taking to Twitter and saying,
"Now, to protect the integrity of our vote in our elections, I've introduced legislation called the Election Fraud Prevention Act with my friend Representative Rodney Davis. Our bipartisan bill protects the chain of custody for every one of our ballots by prohibiting funding from going to states that allow this practice of ballot harvesting to occur."
The Minneapolis Police Department says they are looking into allegations of voter fraud. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his overseas trip, the secretary now working on decreasing tensions between two NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And you know, today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org, that's intercoin.org. And you know, according to Mayor de Blasio of New York, coronavirus cases are on the rise. But are they actual, real coronavirus cases? This article that Conan has suggests not.
Well, no. Actually, yes. They are cases. This is a very accurate test. but it's the results need to be considered very carefully on how much of the virus you have in you. This is very important.
Well, before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Dylan calling from New Hampshire. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
So I'd like to talk about the Brady Bill in the NFA.
The Brady Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. What about them?
So are you guys familiar with that at all?
I'm not. The Brady Bill was a gun restriction bill in the, was it the 1990s?
Yes, it was. Yep.
What about
the NFA was the same kind of gun restriction bill. That's the reason why you can't buy a suppressor or a short barrel rifle or any other weapon for $200 without a tax stamp.
Right, yeah. You're talking about the National Firearms Act.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
So back in the day, $200 was a lot of money, right?
Sure.
Yes, it was. In like the 30s. They set the limit at $200 because they thought no common person could afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, due to inflation, we are dealing with, you know, all sorts of other stuff. But now it's relatively affordable, I would say, right?
Well, I mean, if you're somebody who wants to tell the government what kind of guns you have and what kind of accessories you have, then I suppose.
And we all agree that's BS, right?
Definitely BS.
Yeah, a person should be able to have whatever guns they want.
And you shouldn't have to ask permission to have accessories.
No, because the government's not going to let you own guns that can actually threaten them.
Mm.
Well,
so where are you going with all this, dude?
My point is, why is it even a thing? Why has nobody opposed this? We had the
plenty of people have opposed it. I mean, I've opposed it, and I think every libertarian I know.
I'm running for sheriff, and part of my platform is that people should be able to own whatever armaments they want.
I'm not saying y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
But you said no one.
I'm saying, like, the general public. Do you remember in 2004, I believe it was, when the assault guns ban, you know, came up for the vote, and nobody passed it? So that's why we have ARs. Pretty much everywhere right now, right?
I do remember something didn't get renewed. I presume that's what you're referring to. I mean, I don't know the intimate history of all the various different firearms legislation, but certainly there are people who are opposed to this. There are organizations like the Gun Owners of America, which is a, from what I understand, relatively principled gun rights group. There's the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, also a fairly principled gun rights group. So, I mean, there are people who oppose restrictions on guns. In fact, you've got states where, like in New Hampshire, there's a large number of people who will come out to oppose any kind of prohibition on guns. So,
New Hampshire's wild.
Where's he calling from?
New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah. How are you in New Hampshire and you think that no one supports gun rights?
I just don't feel like the average person understands, like, what their rights are.
Are you new in New Hampshire, or were you born here?
Oh, no. I'm from Germany.
Oh, but you live in New Hampshire now?
Well, yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, even the hippies over in Vermont are huge on this on Second Amendment. They have a lot of gun owners over there.
Okay. I mean, I see guns on people in New Hampshire relatively frequently. Like, I've seen people getting out of their cars and putting a gun into a
I understand all that. My main
holder.
Point is...
I walked into a bank recently with a gun on me.
I've done it.
And a mask, probably,
sure.
too, right?
sure.
Which used to be illegal.
Great. My main point is the NFA was a totally illegal act. They wanted to pass a $200 tax stamp on short barrel rifles, any other weapon, sawed-off shotguns. $200 back in the day when they passed it in the 30s was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that these things are unconstitutional, and I guess maybe your question is why someone hasn't successfully challenged that and overturned it.
They probably attempted to.
Yeah, it's probably easier said than done. Well, you know, we live in a society here where the government goons, they do what they want, and for the most part, they get away with it. So they continue to grab more and more power, and then their successful grabs of power is always something they can point to and say, well, you let us grab this power over here, why shouldn't we be able to grab a little bit more? And they use these justifications constantly, which is why the solution is to secede from the United States. I mean, there is no fixing this thing.
No, it's broken. Dylan, thank you so much for the call. I support that idea entirely, secede from the United States, because you're right. New Hampshire is very, very pro-gun. The rest of the United States, not so much. Why would you want to allow these insane liberal white college kids in their white ivory towers tell you in New Hampshire what your gun laws are?
It's insane. Who are these people?
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone who's looking at this situation going, you know what, this is okay. I'm fine with the liberals in California voting into the House of Representatives and the Senate to decide what gun laws are going to affect me.
This is why we need a sheriff who's willing to stand up against the federal government and create a no-fed zone.
No feds on, absolutely. They can request the permission of the Cheshire County Sheriff's Department to enter. And if I deny that,
they better have a good reason.
There better be a real victim if they want me to give them permission. Yeah. Otherwise, no, permission denied. You're trespassing if you come here.
No one in Cheshire County has to pay income tax anymore.
Well, there's not a lot I can do about that. All I can do is keep the feds out, right?
The IRS or feds.
Okay, that's fair.
but you're mailing that information and that money out.
Stop doing that. Not if you're in Cheshire County, what are they going to do?
Yeah, stop doing it. Now you have a deputy that will.
Yeah, but the businesses.
A sheriff that will protect you.
The businesses will still do it, though. They'll still collect the payroll taxes and send it off. Well, I mean, they also probably are doing business outside of Cheshire County.
Maybe.
Like whoever owns this franchise here of T-Bird or whatever probably owns a store in Massachusetts where the IRS could definitely get them. I don't know, man.
It's a start.
It is. 855-450-3733. So, Conan, tell us about this article you have.
All right. From the New York Times, 1 month ago, some of the nation's leading public health experts are raising a new concern in the endless debate over coronavirus testing in the United States. The standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you.
So it just tests for...
whether it exists.
Okay.
Yeah. You could be completely healthy. You would have no idea that you have this thing.
Yes.
And it'll show positive.
Most of these people are not likely to be contagious. And identifying them may contribute to bottlenecks that prevent those who are contagious from being found in time. But researchers say the solution is not to test less or to skip testing people without symptoms, as recently suggested by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Instead, the new data underscores the need for more widespread use of rapid tests, even if they are less sensitive.
855-453.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And man, it is getting weird out there. Ian, you were just telling us about the story of you witnessing someone walking down the street. First of all, while reading a book.
Yeah.
Second of all, they're just this person walking down the street wearing
all
a mask.
Wearing a mask in Keene, New Hampshire. In my neighborhood, so it wasn't as though
wasn't like on Main Street or
anything. No, it wasn't like there were any other people around anywhere nearby this person. And the odds that she would encounter somebody would also be relatively low in this particular neighborhood. But there she was, wearing a mask, walking down the street,
reading
a book.
I've said it before, 2012, December.
The world changed.
The world ended. It ended. The simulation ended.
Well, it's still going. It's just off the rails.
Well, yeah. Everyone is stuck in their 2012 algorithm. Their script. They're stuck in 2012 script.
Why are you saying it's 2012 script? It's been 8 years.
They don't know what to do with themselves.
I am definitely not in my 2012 script.
Some of us might actually be real people.
Okay.
But how can you tell the difference?
Well, look at the nonsense. Look at the craziness. That person with reading a book, first of all, walking down the street reading a book, they need to get kicked in the head.
Bad plan.
That's how you get run over.
Well, it was a neighborhood, so the odds of that happening are also not.
And with the mask, it's like these people cannot think for themselves, period. I don't think they know where they're at. They're stuck in some kind of loop.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine what level of fear somebody has to be living in to wear a mask while riding a bicycle. I just can't understand it.
I can't either.
I mean, I can't understand the fear that would encourage somebody to put the mask on in the first place. Although I do remember way back, like when all this was getting started, I was supposed to go and meet Mark – our co-host who was in the Mariana Islands.
I remember he was all about it for a bit.
I still haven't gotten the refund on that ticket, by the way. I don't know if I'll ever see that $1,200.
Hmm. Oh, from the one you bought in February?
Yeah. Jesus. The trip was for February. I bought it in like June or not June, but in January. So anyway, I was supposed to go out there and meet Mark, and that was when Hong Kong got locked down.
Yeah.
The Hong Kong airport got locked down. My flight got canceled, and I was going to move. The flight got moved or something like that, right? Like, so now I was going to go into South Korea instead or something. I don't remember all the details. But anyway, the idea was at that time there's this virus, and it's potentially dangerous, and my roommate was all excited, you know, about it.
I remember almost dying of the Lysol concentration in the air. I remember that well.
And all the cool new gadgets he could buy off of Amazon to walk around looking cool. And
now he's totally, like, gone and changed his opinion about this.
Yeah, because of data and stats.
He looked at new information, and he took that in. But, you know, early on, there was this sort of invitation to come into the fear world, right? So he got a mask, or he got some of these.
Well, there were videos of people dropping dead in China, and at the time, pretty good reasons to believe that China was lying about the severity of it. Now we know that, you know, actually China was probably being truthful about it, and it's the United States government that's lying about the severity of it.
Well, I figured.
And funded it.
I figured if the government was saying a thing, it was probably lying about the thing, whatever it was talking about.
Everything the state says is a lie.
I mean, generally, yes, I don't trust them, and I understand some people are going to say, well, sometimes it's tell the truth. Well, I don't know when that's going to be, and I'm not going to spend much time trying to figure it out. But my point is, like, this whole time, it's like the universe is inviting, hey, you could buy into this belief system over here and wear a mask all the time. You could be part of the fearful. You can do this. Here, all these people want to do it. It was like constantly inviting me to do this, and I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to live in fear. That's not the life that I want. But I will admit, early on, I did consider if I were going to go and fly through the Hong Kong airport, I was thinking about putting a mask on for that you know, hour or two or however long I would be in there, given that we didn't know anything at all about this thing at that time, and it was something that I'd planned to do. Ultimately, the mask is still sitting up on a shelf, and I've never touched it.
At least wear a mask in Hong Kong because the air is probably kind of polluted.
Yeah.
Kind of nasty.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's in your mind?
You know, you made a really good point. Y'all made a really good point just a few minutes ago when you were talking about how it's like if you have this right and you let us take it away, well, then we can take this one too and this one too. You know, it's bothered me for a really long time that the Bill of Rights, like everyone holds the Bill of Rights like it's something really special, but it's not when they can just find ways around it. Like your right to a jury trial. Yeah, you technically have it, but they incentivize you to waive that right so much to the point that you may as well not. You know what I mean?
Sure.
What I learned recently is that you have the right to a speedy trial, but you won't actually get one
unless you request one.
Right.
You have to actually ask for a speedy trial. You have to assert your rights when dealing with the state.
Yes.
And they won't always acknowledge that you have those rights.
Like, you don't just have them. Like, if you don't want to talk to the police, you literally have to say, I invoke my Fifth Amendment right, or however you act can be used against you. Like, you don't even have to say something. If you don't say, I invoke the Fifth, then they can just use it. It's insane to me. It's really insane to me. And then the other problem with the law is that it's so specific, and they can argue down to, like, the minutest detail that they constantly have to go back and change things because they left loopholes or this or that.
And even the lawyers who specialize in this kind of stuff don't know what they're talking about half the time, and they got to have their experts and their research team because the law changes so fast.
It's just opinion. That's all the law is. It's opinion backed with a gun. And speaking of the Bill of Rights, there's a Bill of Rights here in New Hampshire as well, and one of those rights is there are articles here in New Hampshire, Article Number 8, which says, in part, it's a little lengthy, but the most relevant portion to it is, quote, The government should be open, accountable, accessible, and responsive. To that end, the public's right of access to governmental proceedings and records shall not be unreasonably restricted.
So it says they should be open and accessible?
That's correct. Not open,
must.
Accessible, accountable, and responsive.
So it's a suggestion.
Well, that is an interesting way to interpret it there.
And that's how they've interpreted it. That's why they charge you for FOIA requests sometimes.
And they're going to say that they are reasonably restricting it by not allowing me to go into a court building today. I tried to go to watch a supposedly public trial and was denied. Not because I wasn't wearing a mask, although it may have gotten to that point. It was simply denied because I was a member of the public, so-called, and the courtrooms are closed to the public. So even though the trial is supposedly public, there's no way for the public to view the trial, and that's just that.
That's the definition of a secret court,
by the way. That is a secret court, and that is what is happening now. That's happening, and what are you going to do about it? You could sue them.
That's terrible. Yeah, here in Arizona we have, I like when they know how things should be and they even write it into the law, but it's like, you're not going to get it. But we know it should be this way. Here in Arizona we have a law that says college should be nearly as free as possible. But I really called to ask Aria about the new Church of Satan or the Reformed Church of Satan, because I looked it up last night and some of what you wrote was really amazing. So would you mind telling us a little bit about, my first question was, because you wrote so much about, like, the biblical myth, do you actually believe the myth, or were you kind of
just
addressing?
No, it's just good mythology. I will pick whatever mythology works for a given situation. I may invoke Harry Potter one moment or Prometheus the next. Mm-hmm. Mythology has a very peculiar way of conveying hidden meanings to people that aren't explicit.
You know, you made such a good point. This bothered me even when I was like a little kid, but you know, I was too scared to say anything because the nail that stands out gets the hammer, you know. But you said something about how like the devil, how'd you word it? I wish I had it in front of me. You said the devil refused to obey this arbitrary law, and people say that like God is good just because God is good, but it's like the devil didn't really hurt anyone. I don't know. The way you said it was so good. I have a friend who's like very, very Christian, and you try to talk to him and argue these things, and he's like, well, you don't get to decide what good is. God gets to decide what good is. And I'm like, some of this stuff is obviously not good. And he's like, well, you're not the authority. You know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, that's my issue with religion. That's why I'm a Satanist, because it's that sort of programming that the authority has decreed that this is what's right. And it must be right because it's decreed by the authority. That's wrong.
Isn't
and
that it's a tautology?
It's religion that teaches them that.
And meanwhile, you have this anarchist who comes around and slices, hey, look, wouldn't you rather think for yourselves?
Yeah.
Here's an apple. It'll help you think for yourselves. You don't have to follow this authoritarian leader around the desert for 40, 80 years.
Absolutely.
But I got to take a mask off if I'm going to eat an apple.
Olivia, thank you so much for the call. I mean, Lucifer, he did. He rebelled against an arbitrary authority, and the symbolism of that is powerful. It's something we should all do. Make your authority justify itself.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.